My name is Yun Richard. I was born on February 27, 1964, in Saigon, Vietnam. I grew up in the family of my parents. I have two brothers older than me and one sister older than me and the one younger than me. Where I live in Vietnam, they just had two seasons, rainy and sunny. It's really hot in the summer. I live in Vietnam. The country I live is called Saigon City, but now they call it Ho Chi Minh City. But we still use call it Saigon. It is a busy city, crowded. I think it is a nice city too. And where I live, it is a friendly neighborhood. My house, now it is not like here. We don't have a lot of room. If in my family have four people or six people, right? And when I get married, my husband can stay with me inside my house. My brother, he get married. His wife will come to stay with my house. When the man get married, the woman had to go to his house and stay over there, become a member over there. And that woman had to do everything in the house. But that's the way in Vietnam. I met my family. I really want to bring them here with me, but I can't because the government not allow them to come here. Even I want to bring my sister to come here. I am a citizen now, just last year. So I can't bring my sister come here. But the government over there not allow. At least she had to have a property or something to show them so they can let her to come here. Just for visit, maybe for 3 months. I will try to bring her here, but I had to wait because my parents now really old. She is the one to take care of my parents in Vietnam now. She is the youngest in the family, and she a tailor, you know, make clothes. And all of my clothes, my sister make for me. When I came here, I came to the airport in here in San Francisco. It just impressed me for the different season. We have four seasons here. And the only thing excited me, you know, when the winter, that I sleep in the morning, I woke up and I saw out because my bed glowed right through the window. So I saw snow. I just screamed. My husband, he just laughed. It is the first time I saw it real. I met my husband on the next side, but at the time, I had a niece live in Virginia, and my husband had a cousin live in Virginia too. So when we talk each other, he want to go there to visit his cousin and my niece. I meet him on the internet site. So we contact each other for years. And after that, my husband decide he want to go to Vietnam to see me. And we get married, so he brought me here. He lived with me 2 years, and he passed away. After 75, you know, a lot of pain happened after the war. I could not continue go to school. So I finished high school, and I went out and worked in the morning about 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 p.m. at night. But it's really hard. I go somewhere. That place, a lot of people, you know, in the countryside, they brought stuff with them, like rice, meat, anything. They go over there and they sell for the people. But they did not have a thing to pour the rice on for the people can see and buy it. What I did, I had a bucket. So I went there and I lend them so they can pay me. It is different in here. You don't have the people sell the food on the street. So that's what we did in Vietnam. Every country, they have, you know, the law, rule, and culture and custom. So when you go there, I just make sure you know about what they do and what they don't, just like when I come here.